We're here on the Locker Room Show. Came down to the wire in Atlanta. The Saints losing 26-24 to the Falcons. We're going to check back in at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium with Deuce McAllister for the latest injury update. What's up, Deuce?
Here's the LCMC Health update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. A couple guys that left the game and did not return. Taysom Hill was one of those guys. Willie Gay left the game early as well. Tyrann Mathieu left the game. A couple guys went into the tent. Shane Lemieux being one of those guys. You talk about Peyton Turner going into the tent. Alante Taylor, he was able to return. Saints offense kind of got beat up a little bit there, as well as defense. Physical game, but you play to win. You did not win.
Yeah, you talk about obviously a physical game, also a tough one when it came to mistakes. Obviously a muff punt and then a pick six really put you in a bad situation.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, you didn't give up any touchdowns. I mean, you held them to field goals, and so, you know, it was a tip on the screen pass that you were running, and then on the muff punt, you know, Rashid never looked comfortable. He was probably at the 4-yard line. He was kind of turned sideways and just missed it. And, I mean, look, offensively, you had some mistakes, false starts, bad alignments, another alignment penalty. Defensively, you kind of had the pass interference calls. One ended up costing you right there at the game. Another one, third down. You got to get it fixed. There's no magic formula for you. You've got to fix it and correct it. And if not, you know, some other guys are going to have to do it.
Overall, Deuce, what would you say your impressions were of the offensive line? Obviously missing Eric McCoy, Cesar Ruiz. Overall impressions?
I thought zero pressure. Hurt him a couple times. Atlanta hit him with a couple A-gap blitz. And, you know, whether it's all offensive line and or running backs, whoever it is, you got to pick it up. But you were able to run the football on him. I thought you ran it a lot better in the first half on him. That drive that you needed to do it to have some runs, you came up with runs. And so they gave your quarterback time. They gave your quarterback time to throw the ball, and Derek's going to go back and look at it. There was a fourth down opportunity early in the game that they had where tried to hit Rashid, and, you know, there's an over route where I thought he caught up, probably could have hit Juwan, and, you know, but there's points out there. It's about executing with this team for me.
You look at the offense, Deuce, and obviously, yeah, the running game seemed to have some pretty good success, averaging 4 yards a carry. We saw early on, obviously, Taysom Hill was a big factor to that. Ends up leaving the game, though. How concerning is it to see him again with another chest-type issue?
Well, it's always concerning when you lose a player, and so whether it's chest, lung, whatever it may be, never good when you have that type of physical player, because they didn't have an answer for Taysom. They did not have an answer for Taysom, and so when he's out of the game, it helps him. I mean, it makes it a lot simpler. And for the Saints, you know, when you want to go some of your inside stuff, you know, it's either going to be Jamal or Alvin, and not to take anything away, but it's just a different physical presence than number 7 back there. And so it's something that they've got to continue to monitor, and hopefully Taysom's okay. But you do, hopefully this week, you do get Kendre Miller back, and, you know, to try to alleviate some of that pressure off of Alvin Kamara.
Now for you, Deuce, looking at this matchup upcoming now with the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, in the crosshairs, what do you say to the team? What do you look forward to in this matchup against the team that's obviously defending Super Bowl champs and going to be tough to beat at home?
Can we go and execute? That's what it comes down to. Can we go and execute? Didn't get enough pressure on the quarterback. You've got to be able to do that. It's going to be probably something really, really similar. A lot of speed out on the edges. You got Travis Kelce, who's probably, you know, not put up the numbers that he normally puts up. Defensively, they play well enough. They've got a couple guys over there. The guy is going to be Chris Jones. Can you slow Chris Jones down? And the defensive end from Purdue, Carlifsa, I think is his name, but he plays really, really well. But, I mean, it's going to be, hey, if we fix the mistakes, we can play with anybody. But if you don't fix the mistakes, you kind of see what happens, and you see it kind of the last two games.
Again, thanks, Deuce. You guys have a great flight home, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow at Pelicans Media Day.
No problem. Thank you.